Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Again. Mama Savahasa, fellow Fesivere Kiata. You know, the last time I came here like this, some of you wanted to shoot me arrow from the pew. But Jesus did something. He touched your heart. And I believe we had a glorious service that day. Hallelujah. So God's servant went on a trip to the east. We've been expecting him to come in, but unfortunately he just called me that his flight was delayed. So he says, since I say I'm a preacher, I should try and stand in for him till he comes. Amen. So we're going to be doing business together while we expect him. Is that all right? Are you disappointed? Are you sure? If you're not, can you stand to your feet? Just lift your hands towards heaven and just speak to the Father.
In my head for you, if yes is a holy, if yes for no, in my child a hile, in my yes is a lo, elifa I kovono lo, if is a sahaf waya, ama, if I am na holy, what is a sea over? Elia Fela, Emma, Emma, Gawado, Silent Melody Ronano, Sammy Daho, Mighty Fahe, Silent Wado, O Fire Laho. Oh, Messiah le federano. Wesa de fire. Mighty Fida Haile. Ete Yagaho. Sali Filaro. Mighty. Talking to God. Can you speak to the Lord from the depth of your heart that He will reach out to you tonight? When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here. Oh, when you are here. Oh, when you are here. When you are here. When you are here. Oh, when you are with us. Oh, when you are here. When you are here. When you are here. Oh, when you are here. Hello, when you are El Hassan, when you are with us, when you are with us, oh, when you are with us, oh, oppression give way, oh, when you are here, Amela, when you are here, Aniele, when you are here, Ophelia Fasise, Ahele. Barakaba Sina Kavanat Impresina Gaf Yohes Ivaharadas Teries Degaratome Nakai Itete Divarakuba Siza Wotofeli Yeti Yarihanda Sadabakaya Ufotofende Terila Ayayayayay Ayavolia Pembra Tamahosa, Varitete Vokasali, Utaravanas, Reverse the area, Karu Tetete. Fahame Frantesiva Carlos Ufela Tema Gana Semba Efada Cavina Sola Labrahite Brenatavo Sivak Hamataka File Kapa. We come under the government of your spirit. We align with the proceeding from your throne tonight. We align with the frequencies of the angels and the utterances that are breaking forth from your realm. Fone, fuck,
felicete, puletico priete, ojifo, ojene karak, pudehe, venavanzi, fule meno, pudehite, fule, aia. Yes, come higher. We come to the corridor of life. We enter your presence that we may take a bed in the sea of glass. Come higher. Palamana sila panatanda. Laite, laite beneko. You are Akibo. Yahweh is your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. You are Akibo. Yahweh is your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Now you are Akiva. Yahweh is your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, hey, Yahweh. You are Akiva. Yahweh is your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. You are Akiva. Yahweh is your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Balaberia tala gadaras, hombre celebre nagaras, laito monos, eke barahaya, eka laboria, ale marahana sara. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Blessed be your name. Hatafe Kalofehisa Kelamondre has Amaitene Kevo Siva Anihanda Kalavigo Flotezes. Oh, we are thy. We are thy. We are thy. We are thy. Holy. Thank you, Father. Have your way tonight. To the glory of your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated. God justly in God's presence. I won't keep you longer than necessary. Narcissus Salemoden. Kola havena hasalash. Dale von Roski venegastora hafle. Avela havana kaso. Olofonosus. Sita hate. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'm trying to find where the Holy Ghost is hiding. I own up to the agony chamber. Yeshua, I'm a seer. I own up to the agony chamber. Yeshua, I'm a seer. Lion up to the agony chamber. You see, when God contemplated on the project man, there are many things he could have made man to be. There are many ideas that the project man could be fabricated after. There are many protocols that the idea that rested in his heart could be fashioned after. But by divine wisdom, he settled for the one he did, which was to make man after his image and after his own likeness. Pause and think about that for a minute. Hope you know that God is all powerful and he has the ability to do and undo. Amongst many things that God is, the Bible describes him as the creator. And as a creator, he has the capacity to fashion man after any kind of image and after any kind of functionality that he deems fit. But the scripture said, he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Now, if we probe that deeper, you will discover that if God decided to make man after the Godhead, after the Father, it would have been enough. Because the Father is a member of the image that make up the Godhead. So the project man could have been captured as the Father. It is also possible that God might decide to make man after the image of the Son alone. It is also possible that man will be fashioned or crafted after the image of the Spirit alone. But divine wisdom captured that man must be made in the image of the triune God and in the likeness of the same. Fale Kaliato Funasiva Kabesahali. Oshale Mosivak. Full of us. Dorondo Sistigino. The idea is not to make a being that could give expression for the Father alone. The idea was not to make a being or create a being that could give expression to
the dimension of the sun alone. Neither was he to make a being that represent after the spirit alone. The idea was to give birth to a being that could host all of the triune God. That when you need the manifestation of the Father, you will see it in man. When you desire the manifestation of the Son, you will see it in this being. And if it is the manifestation of the Spirit that you seek after, you will see him. So the idea was to create a being that have the stature to play host to the Godhead.
Vaite fosa sovunan Famedia kafitole Faitole forite soul Saini kafiole fenimano Vale baho for the salo Efeyeli aho Feleli kavote ele Samina kofonisi saho Bade mahate loko welu.
You know, if you observe critically what is happening in our time and in our generation, it will lead you somewhere if you are actually in tune with the movement of the Spirit. It will lead you to a place of questioning a lot of things. How come we have become so powerless as a people that believe in the Almighty God? How come it looks as if we inherited a different God from the one that the apostles of old mirrored, the one that the fathers of old walked with? That in our assembly is a gathering of hypocrites, is a congregation of selfish people, is a congregation of people devoid of the fear of God. People that seek after only the things that matters to their heart, that satisfy the cravings and the lust that is locked up in their heart.
Do I have permission?
We are praying so much, and it looks as if darkness, it's not shifting. It's not aware that we are gathered praying. And when you go back into the closet and you begin to ask the master, what is the problem? You will discover that the fundamental reason why the church appears as if it is failing is because a lot of hearts have departed from Yahweh. A time came when the elders of Israel appeared before the prophet Ezekiel. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 14. And God came quietly to his prophet. He said, son of man, should I really be inquired of by these people? Seeing that they have idols in their heart. Should I? They came to the prophet to seek the counsel of God. But they came with a emotion in their heart. A decision. A motive. Something that might be contrary to what the Lord will say through his prophet. They came with idols. They made up their mind on what they want to hear. No matter the verdict from the prophet, If it doesn't tally with what came into their heart, he will not walk. They will not walk with him. So the Most High came to his prophet. He said, should I be inquired of by this? This is why our prayer enterprise looks powerless. Because most times when we appear to pray before him or to pray to him, we came with multitude of idols in our heart. How come this being that has the capacity to carry bodily the immortal God is buffeted by circumstances of life, tormented to and fro by little demons? It's because the engine room has been affected. The psalmist cried in Psalm 24. He said, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? They say what? It is he that have clean hands, that is of a pure heart. Is it? Every day we are seeking, laboring to appear before him. But each time we come with filthy hands. We come with impurities in our heart. So it dwarfs the potency and the power of his reality that we are able to assess. Fully happy. Fully verse. Fande. Parakada sila bobwa. Shele atega. Fande rosso si. Kaba. Tenase lofo. Telemata. Dali combre sine fodia. No wonder the more we pray, the more godless it looks as if we become. Because we have idols locked up in our heart. Things that are different from what the immortals are saying. Even when they are screaming loud into your ear, if it doesn't tally with what is in your heart, you will not answer. You will not hear. So he said, I will answer them according to what? The multitude of the idols that is in their heart. This is why we have a lot of lying visions everywhere. Lying visions everywhere. Because that is what you want to see. You position your heart to see it. And then they help you with it. Not knowing that you are being lured like Ahab to a land of destruction. You know, Ahab wanted to conquer the king of Assyria at all costs. And he gathered the prophet of God. And say, inquire of the Lord if indeed he will deliver this enemy into our hands. And more than how many prophets gave the same verdict, that surely the Lord will give you the king of Assyria. He said, go forth, for surely the Lord will give them. But in his heart, he knew something was wrong. Jehoshaphat said, is there no any other prophet that we can inquire of? And they brought a man called Micaiah. And Micaiah gave a testimony. He said, I beheld Israel scattered upon the mountains. Because he was taken to behold the court session that went on in the realm of the spirit. While others testified by a lying spirit because of the disposition and the angle of their heart. Micaiah was taken to see the procession that took place in the court. And he saw when God was asking how that Ahab must be destroyed. And a lying spirit went to him. Say, I will go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophet. And everybody gave the same verdict. Only one man was different.
And the reason why he was different was because the disposition of his heart, the angular positioning of his heart, was in alignment with God. We have been treating on prayer. That's why I'm talking like this. Let it not be that we are only prayer people that don't understand or have, that don't understand the power of prayer thereof. Because there are ingredients that makes for a potent prayer altar. Apostle began to teach us last week, and he was making us understand the dynamics that is involved in the enterprise of prayer. He titled it Dominion by Prayer Part 2. Can I say Dominion by Prayer Part 3?
Fame fasia novo aleatomi de shalem.
I want to talk to us about prevailing prayer briefly before we pray. To prevail in the place of prayer, there are certain ingredients that must be in check. If not, the realm itself will reject you, it will fight you. This explains why a lot of people can't ascend in the place of prayer. Because you came with multitude of idols in your heart. God himself will resist you. Because you have not come in the purity of heart to seek him. It was him that said, and ye shall seek me and find me. After that you have sought for me or searched for me. With what? With the whole of your heart. With the whole of your heart. It's not this one that one part of your mind has already desired what you want, and then you are praying that God should confirm it. What will happen is you will be given a lying vision. I've been burdened in recent time. We are doing so much. Praying all the time. Preaching. Imagine God's servant can't meet up with tonight's service because he went somewhere to preach yesterday. All this labor, it looks as if we are doing it. It's like a drop in the sea or in the pool of water. So that no matter how you labor, it looks as if there is no impact. It looks as if the God that we advertise is powerless. And when you begin to probe, he will tell you, these people draw close to me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. What are the ingredients of prevailing prayer? Number one, is a pure heart. A pure heart. That is the number one requirement for a prevailing prayer. If your heart is not pure before God, even your prayer will resist you. Prayer is not prevailing because it is loud. It is not effective because it is intense. What makes intensity in the place of prayer is the disposition of the heart that is doing the praying. We can raise everything here to the highest volume, and give a man whose heart is far from God a microphone to lead us in prayer, you will be shocked that you will be sleeping, because the heart is emitting a negative energy. So even the realm is not aware that someone here is calling on the name of the Lord.
That is the engine of a man. So God will come to you. The first thing he will request from you is what? He will say, my son, give me what? Your heart. The heart regulates everything that pertains to life. As far as a man is concerned. If God owns your heart, he owns your life. How come many of us say we have given our life to Christ, yet our heart is far from him? He cannot detect to you what to do, what not to do. Even when he's screaming it loud, at that time you will now say, something was telling me. The Holy Ghost have suddenly become something. Because an instruction that doesn't fit your flesh has comfort. How can we be powerful? How can we give birth to revival? As silent as this thing is, this is the cross of the matter. A heart that pants after God. A heart that yearn and cry after God. The Bible says such a heart, the Lord will what? Will not despise. He will come to you in the fullness of his majesty if he sees that your heart pants after him. It will shock you that many of us go for retreat 3 days, 7 days, and we cannot interact with the realities of God because our heart never touched him. There are things that if you experience, right, you will be tempted to give up if you don't have personal interaction with God. There are things that if allowed to happen to you, you will give up. If God does not help, or if you don't touch the substance of God yourself. You know, these days a lot of people are looking for motivation. People that will motivate them to seek after God. The day that your motivator will do something out of the flesh, if God doesn't help you, it will cause you to deny the faith. Because you will say everybody is a pretender. It's the issue of the heart. So number one ingredient of prevailing prayer is a pure heart. The psalmist said in Psalm 24, he said, who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He said, he that is of a pure heart and is of a clean hand, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor what? Nor sworn deceitfully. He says, such shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from what? From the God of his salvation. So check. Why haven't your prayers been answered? Why have you been troubling the Lord over a particular matter, and it looks as if it's not coming forth? Check the heart. Something is definitely wrong there. Either your motives are not genuine, or there are impurities locking in there. We cannot talk about prevailing prayer successfully without considering the book of James. James chapter 5 and in verse 16. James chapter 5 and in verse 16, the Bible says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. This scripture gives us three realities concerning prevailing prayer. Number one is what? The Bible says it must be effectual.
it must be effectual. And the word effectual is the word that speaks of specificity. It must be specific and focused. Effectual prayer talks about focused prayer. In the book of Matthew, or Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 24, the Bible says, if you shall say to this mountain. Now, this becomes weapon in your hand if your heart is purged of impurities and your motives are aligned with the will of the Father. But if your heart is not in alignment, it will not work. It says effectual. Matthew chapter Mark 11, 22 to 24. Say, not scattering prayer here and there, shouting here and there. You came to the Father for a specific reason. Jesus said, if you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed yonder and doubt not. He said, you shall what? Have what you ask for. So as a church, we can come here. And if we enter into oneness, our heart is purged of selfishness and selfish ambitions. We can say, Lord, give us Nigeria. Or we can say to the prince of corruption, your time is over. Leave this nation. He said, if we doubt not, we will what? We will receive what we ask. Effectual, specific, and focused. So probably someone is here. You have prayed and prayed and prayed, and now when you hear the subject of prayer, the first thing that will come to your mind is to ease. I've been praying, I've not seen anything. Yes, you, no doubt you've been praying. But have you prayed this way? You know, this is authoritative prayer. It's not praying to God. There are two ways that a believer pray. You pray from victory, and then you pray into victory. When you pray from victory, you are praying authoritative prayer, taking advantage of your seated reality in the spirit and issuing command as a king and a priest. That is authoritative prayer. That is the kind of prayer we are talking about being effectual. So when I'm aware of who I am in God, I can stand and say, according to the reality and according to so, standing on the authority of this scripture, I therefore decree in the name of Jesus. I am speaking authoritatively because I have certain clearance that have been invested on me by the reason of where I am seated with Christ. That is the kind of prayer we pray here. Say to this mountain. It doesn't have to tally with the will of God. It has nothing to do with God. It has everything to do with you knowing who you are as a heir, as a joint heir with Christ, as one that is seated with him far above principalities and power. And you make this decree in the consciousness of who you are. The Bible says, if you doubt not, you will what? You will receive. If you are here, shout amen. Number two. The second thing we find from James chapter 5 verse 16. He said, the effectual, fervent prayer. Number two ingredient of prevailing prayer is that it must be what? Fervent. Fervency here talks about intensity. It must be intense, heartfelt. It must be agonizing. You know, a lot of people talks about God is not deaf. God is not far. Why are you shouting? Why are you this? They are not understand that. They don't understand that the soul of many people are noisy. Especially in Nigeria. Most of us walk with noisy soul. You can be walking like this and many things are calling you. Shawarma is calling you. Fine gear is calling you. Car is calling you. Mansions are calling you. All kinds of things are calling you. Some of us that are even temperament ourselves. Probably you bought a bike. And then you and the Okada man have to quarrel over 50 naira. All of those things add up to build impurities in the soul. So when you come to the altar of prayer, it will amaze you that the first 30 minutes you are using it to purge your soul. That is when you will actually know that there are things that were hidden in your subconsciousness that you were not even aware. All those things, suddenly the cartoon you saw began to play before you. The movie you looked upon came up. You suddenly remember you've not cooked. You left food on the fire. All kinds of things comes up. Those things are noise. And if you come to the place of prayer with that noise, and you don't know how to get rid of that noise, I can assure you that you just wasted your time on the altar. So, to be fervent or fervency entails that your prayer must be agonizing. It must be intense. One of the reasons why it has to be intense is because that is the protocol of purging. When you are purged of those impurities, then you can ascend easily. But if they are not purged, you will discover that those distractions will aid you to sleep faster. Because you will feel you are not making progress. Amen. You are not here with me. I say amen. So for a prayer to be fervent, it must be heartfelt. Matthew 17, verse 2 to 3. He gives us the story of Jesus. The Bible says he went into the mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was what? Was altered. Prayer altered the countenance of Jesus. Most of us have not prayed. But this is the kind of prayer that we don't want. We want the one that apostle like talking about. Semosale sate. Feronia tale. Apostle was teaching here that I laugh. They say big man prayer. Pray like a millionaire. Fair. It's not every time you shout on God. I say, okay. Recently, I got a call. My elder sister went somewhere to preach. And after she preached, she got back home. She immediately she finished preaching. They shot her arrow and she slumped. Like joke. She passed out like 10 minutes. What? They called me. I didn't remember Selofesa. Empressa La Shiva. Oro Hombesie Senefan. The devil will just cross the leg. And you will go for burial. Instantly, something rose up inside me. Lord, I have been here for the past 24 hours. You didn't tell me I was going for burial. Satan, take off your hand. And instantly she jumped back. There are certain things that your heart must feel it. The reason why a lot of us are still battling is because we have not become restless enough. You know, Isaac told Esau his son, he said, when you become restless, you will what? You will break off his dominion of your life. Many of us are seated in a comfortable position. So demons are contending with our heritage. Instead of standing
and challenging thou power.
You are there crying, Jesus, is this how we continue? Help me, oh. I am tired. I can't continue like this. You are not praying, ma. You are only complaining.
That is complaint. Serious complaint.
And God didn't call you. He didn't say, I have not called the seed of Jacob to complain to me in vain. He said, I have not called the seed of Jacob to what? Seek me in vain. If you must see a change, you must be willing to pray prayers that are heartfelt. Jesus got to a point where the burden that was on his life was heavier than anything that he could imagine. And the pain that he felt was like the pain that a woman in travail go through. The Bible says he prayed until the fashion of his countenance was altered.
I believe that after tonight, somebody is going to pray prayer that will turn things around for good. In the name of Jesus.
See, I observe men a lot. And as a young aspiring preacher, I look at the preachers making impact all over. And then the Holy Spirit gave me wisdom to observe their prayer life. I didn't see any of them praying, Amisela, Fanasifila, Fellow Famous Sedela, Refeniskiva, Sefalai. Somebody came and met me one day. Say, why did you pray like this? As you find like this, this kind of thing no fit you. I say, yeah. I say, who find boy help? You don't know where I'm coming from. If I had listened to them, I would have lost my prayer life. He said, no. Even demons have accused me before. I went to one church. A priest was seated on the roof of the church. The man has tried everything to grow. Nothing worked. So we went there. I went with my group of intercessors. So we were praying. And then that thing came on me. I became very violent. I was shouting. And then the demon accused me. He said, who is this one praying like a madman? He fired that statement into my heart. And I could hear it loud. Now, if you are not wise, you will feel intimidated. And then meanwhile, that was an attack. Because they know that fire has come. Immediately that thought came into my mind loud like an utterance from the rivers. I shouted, I said, yes, I'm a madman in the Holy Ghost.
It's not me, it will discourage you.
So for prayer to be fervent, it must be what? Heartfelt. The Bible said in the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 44. Bible says, as he prayed, his sweat was what? As clots of blood. Prayer that produces results. Prayer that changes things. Prayer that brings triumph. Or that engender triumph. A prayer that are prayed out of burdens. And there's no way you will pray out of burdens that your body will not feel it.
There are times that I hate praying in public. The reason is simple. If that burden comes, me, I'll start crying. And I like feeling macho. So what will happen if they see me crying? Oh, one man saw me crying one day on the altar. I was leading them to pray.
The burden of the Lord hit my heart so much, I started weeping. Tears everywhere. The man,
I couldn't continue, so I dropped the mic and left. The man came and held my hand. He was pitying me. I said, hey God, what is all this one? The man was pitying me as if he should join me to cry.
If you pray out of bodies, you must feel it. Every fiber of your being
must testify to it. And this one is not the one you are forcing yourself into. It is something that is the Holy Spirit that rests on you. He comes in the fullness or in the measure of his weight. When that weight comes upon you, it superimposes upon you and sees your humanity. And you will find yourself doing many things that on a normal you can never do. He prayed. As he prayed, his sweat was like what? Clot of blood. These are ingredients that makes for prevailing prayers. It must be effectual, specific. Probably you have identified a need in your family. It's not to hit and run. I was telling us the other time, don't hit and run. Keep hitting until you broke through or you break through. Praise the Lord.
I don't like teaching like this. But bear with me. I like back. But he said I must calm down. It's a body working for a boss. Because as you people are here listening to me, me, I'm being scored somewhere. I don't want to receive query. Amen.
So the third thing that make for fervency, we say number one, prayer must be intense. Number two, prayer must be what? Heartfelt. If your prayer is not heartfelt, impurities will be locking there. And there's no way you can pray heartfelt prayers if you are not purged of impurity. Praise the Lord. And the last thing is that makes for fervent prayer is that it must be protracted. It must be long. Protracted. This one is quite different from praying the prayer of faith. In the prayer of faith, you pray authoritatively, you decree. This is where praying into victory comes in. When you are praying into victory, time is inconsequential. It must be what? Protracted. Sometimes you might need to be on that prayer project for 1 week, for 2 weeks, for 1 month, for 6 months, depending on the faith you were able to summon while you were praying. Amen. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, we saw Elijah speaking to Ahab. He said, go home, for I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. When he gave him that prophecy, the Bible says he went to the mountain and cast himself down. And he began to pray. He prayed 1 hour. He called his servant, go and check. The boy came back. He said, there's nothing. He sent him again. He went, prayed for another 1 hour. Sent him again. Go and check. Nothing. Another 1 hour. 4 hours. 5 hours. 6 hours. The seventh hour, he sent his servant. And he came back. He said, I see a hand. Like the hand of a man. And the Bible says he stood up. It must be protracted. If he had given up on the third hour, he might not have seen the sign that he was looking for. If he had even given up on the sixth hour, he wouldn't see the sign that he was looking for. But he stayed there until he saw what he was looking for. And the moment he saw what he was looking for, he knew it was done. And the next thing was what? He move. Many of us abort prayer project because we feel we have tarried too long. You have not tarried too long. You need to wait until you receive a sign. Your own sign might come to you as a word. It might come to you as a scripture. It might come to you as a vision. It might come to you as a knowing. By all means, God will not leave you without a sign or a signal that yes, I have heard you. And until you hear a specific word from the Lord or from the mouth of the Lord, you are not permitted to abort a prayer project. Imagine what would have happened if the first day Daniel knelt down to pray. He prayed that day and he stopped. Hope you know, when the angel appeared, he said from the first day,
that your knee hit the ground to pray. God answered. Your answer was released. But I was what? I was withheld by the prince of Persia for 21 good days. And because Daniel was there, laboring, hitting the ground, petitioning God, bombarding heaven, they have to send another higher ranking prince on behalf of Daniel, because his persistency has reached into the archives, into the heart of God. And God began to wonder, I thought I have released the answer. What is the problem? And they have to send Michael, the archangel. And that was when Gabriel was released to fly swiftly to give him answers. If a prevailing prayer must be protracted and it must be long, Jesus took his three disciples and went to the mountain to pray. The Bible says he went and he knelt down and he prayed for the first 1 hour. The body will not lift. He didn't abort the prayer. He came back, saw his disciples sleeping. He said, why are you sleeping? Can't you stand and watch with me for 1 hour? That's where we knew that the unit of prayer in the spirit is 1 hour. Can't you stand with me and watch for 1 hour? Stand up so that you will not fall into temptation. He left them and went to pray again. And as after the second hour, the body won't leave him until the third hour. The third hour, he knew that he has prevailed. Don't give up until you have received the sign that tells you that God have answered your prayer. Number three or number four, either, it must be what? Consistent. You pray long and you pray consistently. It is said that in consistency lies what? The power. You will not know the power that is in something until you are consistent at it. That is why the number one battle, anybody that want to engage the prayer altar or want to do business on the altar of prayer, the number one battle you will fight is the battle of consistency. The devil is not afraid if you come and spend 24 hours speaking in tongues. But he will become afraid if you do it today, do it tomorrow, do it next tomorrow, and continuous like that. He will become afraid. But if you come and you hit once and go after 2 weeks, before you think of praying again, he will not be afraid of you. The Bible said in the book of Mark chapter 1 verse 35 that daily Jesus prayed. And Apostle Paul also testified that he prayed in tongues more than all of the churches combined together. Wow. We must be consistent. That is the cure to impurities. Because as long as you are in this world, you must interact with impurities. The only way you will not interact with impurities is if you lock yourself away from civilization. Consistently in hiding. Even there, Satan will look for you and bring thoughts into your heart. When you shut out from everybody off your phone and decide to live like a monk, in that secluded place, Satan will look for you. Only you will be there and you will be imagining things. Your mind will begin to wander.
Lion of Judah, Agune Chemba, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chemba, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chemba, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chemba.
Lion of Judah,
The third thing we saw from the book of James, chapter 6, chapter 5, verse 16, he said, it availeth much. Now, when you have met all these requirements, then you don't pray absent-mindedly. You check for result. You are deliberate about what you are looking for. Not lost in the euphoria of the fact that you prayed or you've been able to pray. Prayer is not an end. It's what? It's a means to an end. And until that end is achieved, prayer have not ended. So as long as I have not seen what I am looking for or what I am asking for, I am not permitted to abort the prayer. So while you pray, you watch. You know, something happened in the book of Acts, chapter 12. Peter was captured and in prison. The church gathered and they were praying for him. The Bible says prayer was made for Peter non-stop. So probably they were running chain prayers. Prayer was made. They were praying, but nobody was watching. So that even when the answer came, even the people praying the prayer didn't believe that their prayers were answered. They say it was his ghost. That is how many of us are. We are praying, but we don't know when they are answered or not. So we deprive God of the testimony and the glory that he's supposed to receive as a prayer answering God. There are many things that have happened to you that you felt it was coincidence. There's nothing like coincidence. There's nothing like luck and chance in the spiritual. Everything responds to action and reaction. It is action versus what? Reaction. If you take certain action in the natural, the spirit realm will react in response to the action you took. Jesus said, draw near to me and I will what? I will draw near to you. So he is like the rock. He doesn't move. But when you just choose to come close, he will come close to you. So he might not even reach out to you. But when you begin to desire him, he will come. The Bible says it is the what? The glory of God to conceal a matter. But the honor of king is what? To search it out. So there are things that God might have designated or designed for you. They are locked up, hanging as a potential within your spiritual environment. But you might never interact with them unless you begin to draw near to him. It is action versus what? Reaction. Many of us might be lost in club, dancing and singing for ladies, until we drew near and we discover who we are. It might be that I would have been under the bondage of a demon. Meanwhile, I have the capacity to cast them out. I would have been oppressed like that. If I had not drawn near, I wouldn't discover that potential. So if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. So as you pray, there are things that must be unveiled. Realities must be communicated. Realities must be interacted with per time. So it is not just in the religiosity or in the acts of praying alone, but in the result that comes from praying. If we are prayer people, the only way we can judge whether we are making progress is to check the things we pray about. As a church, the things we pray about, are we seeing them? As an individual, the things you pray about, are you seeing them? Jesus wasn't making a mistake when he said, watch and what? Pray. Because when you pray, things must happen. If things happen when you pray and you don't pay attention, you will not know. And the devil can steal it from you. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. Can we do practical? I was commanded to release you by it. If he doesn't get here, and up to now he's not here, so can we be on our feet and talk to God? I just want us to practicalize what we learned.
I don't know what you have been trusting the Lord for. I don't know what you have been praying about. But this is another opportunity with this understanding that to prevail in the place of prayer, your prayer must be effectual. It must be fervent. It is when it is effectual and fervent, that is when it maketh tremendous power to cause a change available. Can we talk to God in the language of our spirit? I like you to look. Probably you have been trusting Him for something. It is time to lift that thing up before Him again. The Bible says, if ye shall say to this mountain, and doubt not in your heart, it shall be removed. It shall be removed. Lopotosi pakata barakabose ambese de kaveri ropotombe lete barate epete gabarutelia la baratani rados barakade dobena kalato sepete prete rapapapapapapatua ete plate prole.
Oh,
go this route. It is in the beat to make men understand certain realities. But normally, as a man, I have understanding. You don't need all of these realities before you can cause a change. Because you are made in the image and in the likeness of the all-powerful God. So just by the utterance of your voice, by the uttering of your voice, you can cause a change. The Bible says when the apostles were threatened, they went back to their own accord, to their own company, and in one accord they lifted up their voice, and the place where they gathered was shaken. The God element in them was activated by their prayers. It says, ye are God, and all of you are what? Children of the Most High. You are not ordinary, you are a being of authority. You are a creature of power. You are a creature of authority. If you know how to wield the scepter of authority, you will be amazed of the things that is capable of happening when you show up. Somebody, can you pray from victory tonight? Can you speak to that mountain? I don't know what it is that has become a mountain in your life. It is time to command it to shoot. It is time to command it to shoot. Call it by name. 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 Fante. Parakataya. Posetibua. Banti Pretila. Parakasise. Votofenakaba. Libuai. Panis. Lepenidias. Zabdavodi. Utelibrenigas. Likwatagisoso. Ochifene kabatiote. Ariote pruta. Peris, peris. Ite peruat. Perete kabu. 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 Itebuai. Ule teruatete. Shabarata. Barata yariadodo. Peries. Zibro. 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 Be deliberate. Speak to the mountain. There is power to cause a change. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power. Whoa. You are not without help. You are not without help. No. Enough is enough. Say to the mountain, whatever it is, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, exercise your authority as a son, as a daughter, as a creature of power, as a being with power. What in prayer? Penebrosi, for it in a Gaza, no for it in Brazil, Arite Borete Salaya, what here? What a tea? What a tease? What a robaracadi? Ariato, El Pariato, Toto, we are da. Iberieto, Saliatuata, Mericato, Sapuai, Peliteria, Tali, Wachete, Icheruato, El Paracariato, Toto, yes, Japa, Polie, Penetoria, Lipenate, Ponzise, Falitibu, Pare. Patata boy,
By name, you this affliction, you this challenge, what are you waiting for? Go in the name of Jesus, away from my life, away from my family, away from my territory. What a boy, ekebe baratalia, jabatalato, ekebe bebele, etetetetetete, opo po 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 po.
You're right.
Can you speak as one with authority over your family? Speak. Speak as one in power. Everything that is not of God, everything that has nothing to do with the desire of God for your life, for your family, speak. For where you are now, you are clothed in power. You are clothed with authority. Ofala, ofotevena, ofosaveli, ofosovelaero, ofoteko, ofotakapa, ofoteko velinayo, parikatuoi, elabate, bate parato, iapariti, opeai, siato, fotekaradu, ayayayayaya, epeletero, peleteredia. For our answers. Thank you. Thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible said he has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. It is God that said, call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. And so because you have called upon the God that answers prayers, every petition that has been raised from your altar this night, this moment, in the name of Jesus, we decree them answer now. Petition, whatever it is that has stood as a mountain, the scripture declares, it says, who art thou, O mountain, before the people of God? He said, behold, thou shalt be made a plain. As you leave this place, whatever it is that has stood as a mountain before now, it is leveled for your sake.
in the name of Jesus. I say, whatever it is that have stood over the years as a mountain, I speak as I am commanded. And in the name of Jesus, that mountain is level now. It is level now. It is level now. It is level now. In the name of Jesus. Kabo Hafali. Kana Parakosi. Lofrati kivatosi ziyati. Omenakali otehete. Funagi shkelo fehast. Anyone under the sound of my voice who has had doors shut against them, doors shut against her, whatever the name of the door is, in the name of Jesus, by the key of the supernatural, I command those doors open now. I command those doors open now. I command those doors open now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Toro. Balik. Kovesi. Follow she. Adavosha she. Follow me in a shake bahas. Veliko for nas. Aramonias. Anyone playing with the spirit of stagnation by the reason of this corporate gathering, and by the rod of a higher priesthood, in the name of Jesus, you are commanded out, thou spirit of stagnation, in the name of Jesus, come out.
Oh my God, I decree and declare, whatsoever was not working before now, as you leave this mountain, begins to walk. It begins to walk. It begins to walk. In the name of Jesus. For na pelit, kama shiv na hakt, lembros ke fato balakai, ufote galo sufe. Somebody went somewhere, you were rejected. As you go back, I decree you have been accepted already. It doesn't matter what you were looking for. If it is contract, it is given to you already. By the rod of a superior priesthood, I decree and declare it is so now. It is so now. It is so now. In the name of Jesus.
I arrest the spirit of miscarriage. You will not lose your baby again. That demon is bound. You will not lose your baby again. You will conceive and you will bring forth. In the name of Jesus. I speak specifically to someone. I don't have time, but I speak specifically to someone. It happened to you recently, but thus says the Lord, you will not lose your baby again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, Jesus. Barosh kefenakaso, limbro hosefenate, tala paras. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise.
Your name is to be hallowed.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info.ejmi.ng@gmail.com or visit us on our website at www.encounterjesus.cc to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege of discipling you. God bless you.